So the scene is Tubuses.
Okay.
Tubuses is a settlement that side of Usakos, right? I am a lighty dude. Like, I am a lighty. I think I was great. Six, five, somewhere there. Because I lighty me, bro. Because I lighty. Toppy is tired.
Okay.
Toppy's like, hey, hachauga. Pagesa ure iti. Tiger. No, check it, Toppy. No, I'm looking at him now. I'm like, you telling me I should take the buggy?
Like drive
Like,
it.
drive it. And it gives me that look of, take the buggy before I change my mind. So I'm like, okay.
Sure.
No, 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 no. Hold up. I gotta get some music.
Okay. Ah! Oh, baby.
So
You know
I put in the cassette, right?
What?
I put in the cassette.
Did you lick it before you put it in?
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was actually
it was
a new cassette. It was a new cassette for Stanji. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
I literally just made it before going on that trip on that farm, right?
Oh, okay.
So I put it in. I've been seeing my brothers and my dad drive most the whole time, right? Put on the music, pump it up, and I start driving the buggy. Easy.
Easy?
Easy. That's literally how I started driving, dude. No lesson whatsoever. I've just been checking my dad drive and my brother's drive the whole time. And the song is in the background, bruh. I'm just there, like, sticky, into business. Checking it, but I was by like, sticky, holding myself cool, bruh. With the song in the background, dude.
Stop,
oh my
man.
God, Shaquan, I guess so. I guess I chest up, bruh.
Yo. Bean, right? Bean at
Chester. Bean at Chester.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, good old days.
I'm not mad at this.
Good old days. And that time the buggy was also sort of kind of new. You know what I mean? It's a master drifter. You know what I mean?
Okay,
So I was like, nagelik me, bro. I was like, nagelik.
But I think it's also something that you see a lot, especially in like our boys. Y'all are just like, you know what? Swim or sink.
Yeah. That's literally what our dads or our elders do.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, obviously they give you lessons as you grow and so on. But that first attempt, most of my friends, most of the homies, I brah, swim.
Yeah, ne?
Swim.
Yeah.
And you always ask and you always do. And you were there with a drat karigi and... drive, omens.
Yeah.
What was your situation, Osi?
Man, no, listen, you did something to me with that song as well.
Oh, for reals?
Yes.
Activate things.
My first driving experience, I obviously signed myself up for a driving school. I got this contact through a friend of mine, Ivy. And, you know, she drove and got her license through him. And, yeah, so I call Orbit up. His name is Orbit, Very gentle. Gentle, but very strict. Beautiful Zimbabwean man.
Okay.
And man, listen, he's got stories for days. Okay. And very well educated, actually. You know, so the things that came out of his mouth, I was just like, well, listen, I'm going to enjoy these lessons, you know? But it also got to a point where I started enjoying the conversations a little bit more than actually paying attention to the driving, you know? So my first day, he picks me up.
Okay.
Picks me up. There's a lady in the back. And
which it was a bit of air pressure, was.
Yep. I'm like, hello.
I'm trying to be, you know what I mean, alone here, you know.
One on one, face to face. You do know what I mean? I just want to be alone in this car right now. But yeah, so, you know, there's a lady sitting at the back, and then he's now sitting in the passenger seat.
Okay.
And I come out, and I'm like, and then who's going to drive this car? He's like, get in.
Come on, get in.
Get in. And then I'm like, no, what am I doing? I'm like, get in. And then I was like, oh, he means business.
He means business. Okay.
Get in.
Get in.
I'm there, come on, just adjusting my seat, shiki shiki, and whatever. I knew my way around the car.
At least.
You know
this
what
is
I mean?
The break.
Just, yeah, and then I adjust and was down the mirrors and stuff like that because, you know, I'm tall.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we start driving. He's like, no, lift a bit, balance, clutch, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm just shaking. I'm like, who's going to drive this car? Okay, fine. You know what? He's being patient through it all. He's like, no, you got this. You got this.
And the car started, and the car's moving.
Yeah, the car is moving. But in my head, I'm like, does he think that I know how to drive? Dude, I'm scared, okay? In conversations, you know, and actually, surprisingly, I drive. I get on the highway.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like... Western bypass, me behind the wheel. Okay.
And the confidence starts growing a little bit.
Yeah, the confidence starts to, yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're turning on the highway and I'm like, what if I just run? What if I just
goop,
like on just the other side of the bridge? Just, yeah. So then in conversation, I now realize that the lady in the car is his wife.
Oh, snap.
So the whole time I've been there, like, you know, because he must not have to show me how to balance the clutch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But in doing so, he has to, like, touch my thigh. Yeah, okay, not my thigh, but, like, on my knee.
Knee, yeah. Yes. Just to, like, yeah.
And then he's
apply
like,
the
when
pressure
you, yes, when you feel this vibration, you see my hand? Then you release, and stuff like that, yeah. When I realize it's his wife behind me, I'm like,
it's a, and, you know, hands on my knee stories. And
okay, cool. So then, now at this point, I start to now try to include her in conversation.
In the conversation as well.
I'm like,
you know?
Yeah. I'm like, even there asking, she don't talk too much. I'm just like, you know what? So how long have you guys been married? Blah, 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 and stuff. And then she looks at me. She gives me that look in the mirror. I'm like, you know what? Shut up. But then it turns out that, you know what? She was probably just having one of those days.
Yeah.
She also gave me a couple of lessons. She's really a lovely lady.
I mean, because she knows what her husband does.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was my first experience. Beautiful couple that really helped me through that whole process.
What was the topic's name again? Sorry?
Orbit.
Orbit. Abu Yomes.
But he's very strict.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Like,
gentle,
listen,
but.
Yeah. Do you know how we speak to our kids?
Yeah.
Now, as an adult, being spoken to like that.
And you're also there like, what
it's
the
a
hell?
Trigger.
Who do you think you...
Because at first I was like, don't talk to me like that. Okay, I didn't say it to him. I was just like, you're not going to talk to me like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, you know what, actually? You need this. You need this. You know what? Shut up.
And just do it.
Yes.
Hit us with your story, 083-000-1029. Delight in a...